The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I was just watching the TV monitor in the studio during the break and just reminded how incredibly grateful people all up and down the East Coast of the United States should be today that Hurricane Dorian was so gentle. Now, there is damage, there is flooding, there's high winds, a lot of rain, but my goodness, compared to what happened in the Bahamas, every single person on the East Coast of the United States, from Florida all the way up into North Carolina, should be very, very thankful. And it's amazing that the track of the hurricane. Now, hey, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not an expert. Far, far, far from it. But I have seen enough of these hurricanes. Most of them, certainly not all of them, but most of them cut across land. If they come up through the Gulf, they cut across land. They go inland. Hurricane Andrew that just decimated so much of Miami many years ago made landfall, went straight across land. The hurricane that hit North Carolina just last year came up, went straight west into land. Hurricane Dorian reached about 100 miles offshore of Florida and then just hugged the shoreline, just went up the shoreline. Divine intervention, the prayers of God's people. I think that's very possible, but anyway, just I was just watching, and it's just amazing how fortunate the United States is with the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic for many, many, many years. But as I mentioned yesterday, we need to pray for the Bahamas. That death toll is now over 20. From what I'm hearing, it's going to rise dramatically over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The major airports in the Bahamas closed and will be for a long time, totally destroyed. Looks like the airports that I have seen look like bombs went off. Control towers totally destroyed. Departure, arrival halls totally destroyed, runways still underwater. So it's going to be years before the Bahamas return to any kind of normal, and many of the places never will, never will. So pray for the people of the Bahamas. Pray for people that are still trapped, people that need to get back to the United States or someplace else. With no way of leaving. So anyway, pray. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Came across a fascinating article, and I probably should save it for a couple of days, but I can't. September 7th. 1774. Now, I realize this is September 5th, but we won't be here alive on the 7th. But on September 7th, 1774, very important date in American history, it was the first prayer in the First Continental Congress. Now, for the people screaming today, separation of church and state, separation of church and state, we need to understand. In the very first Continental Congress, the first thing that was done was not debate, give us prayer. September 7th, 1774, America was being threatened by the most powerful monarch in the world, King George III of Great Britain. And the Congress began, well, I said first with prayer, not actually. It began with scripture reading. Yeah. A pastor, Jacob Duché, read Psalm 35, because that was part of the Psalter for that day, from the Anglican Book of Prayer. And so a pastor reads, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of buckler and shield, and rise up for my help. Draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me." That's the scripture verse read. First session of the First Continental Congress. Then the pastor who had just read the scripture prayed. And it's amazing that after all this time, we have his words recorded. He said this, "Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsel of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle all things on the best and surest foundations, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and that truth, justice, religion, piety prevail and flourish among the people. Preserve the health of their bodies and the vigor of their minds. Shower down on them and the millions they represent such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world. In the name of Jesus, amen." That was the beginning of the First Continental Congress. And yet, we have many, many, many today who want to revise American history and say that we were established purely as a secular government. Religion, Christianity had absolutely nothing to do with the founding of this country. That is absolutely untrue. In fact, it is a historical lie. Prayer made up prayer was a part of every Continental Congress session, every single one. And by the way, John Adams made this remark after that prayer that I just read to you. John Adams said it was enough to melt a heart of stone. Now, we have several Supreme Court cases coming up about religion in the public square, prayer in the public square, prayer in schools, prayer on the football field, and so on and so forth. Maybe not forget, in the famous Galloway decision from the Supreme Court said, "The Establishment Clause must be interpreted by reference to historical practices and understandings." If you interpret the Establishment Clause in reference to historical practices and understandings, how could any reasonable, objective person say that prayer is forbidden in the public square, in the public school, in government, whether it's local, state, or federal? Just thought you would be interested in that. September 7th, 1774, the first session of the First Continental Congress began with prayer. All right, quick break, then we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
you know, I had no intention of returning to the Mike Davis situation anymore. I dealt with it at the beginning of the program. But during the break, I once again saw his mugshot. Again, welcome to Bobberty Live. If you were not listening earlier and if somehow you have missed local news, the chief meteorologist for Channel 10 here in Columbus was arrested this morning for child porn. Disgusting. It is a vile thing to be accused of. Are we positive he's guilty? No, of course. And as I mentioned earlier, in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. But I just, and I've seen it several times today, his mugshot. And it is the picture of the results of sin. Folks, we don't talk about this often, and we don't hear about it. Sin has a horrible cost. The devil is so incredibly deceptive. Now, each of us are tempted with our own besetting sins. All right? Your sins, your temptations are not my temptations. Fortunately, praise God, I have never, ever, ever, ever been tempted by kiddie porn, child porn. I find it absolutely, totally reprehensible, revulsive. I just never. But I do have temptations, and so do you. And, of course, it is very quick for us to condemn somebody else's sin and somebody else's temptation because it doesn't bother us. But I want you to know your sin is just as grievous as the kiddie porn addict purveyor. But I've got it pulled up on my computer right now, and I'm comparing last night with this morning. Joy and I watched the 11 o'clock news last night, Channel 10. Mike Davis was there just last night, impeccably dressed, hair in perfect place, suit, tie, matching. Just last evening, chief meteorologist of, you know, concerning the ratings, everyone knows that Channel 10 has been the leader for a long, long time. They have been number one in the market for a long, long time. Channel 10 has. So here is the chief meteorologist of Columbus's number one TV station. And last night he was on top of the world giving the weather, talking with the anchors. Loved, respected, and I would imagine by many absolutely adored in the Central Ohio community. Well respected. Honored in the community for his work, doing good things and so forth. That was last night, not even 24 hours ago. And now I'm looking at his mugshot from this morning, just hours later. And it is the picture of a broken, devastated man. The results of sin. And it's a reminder of several things, folks. The biblical truth, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I have said it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and I will continue to say it over and over and over again. You will get caught. Here is a well-known public figure in Central Ohio, one of the best-known public figures in Central Ohio because of daily, every single day on TV. How could he possibly think he could hide this? But you see, that's the way the devil fools all of us. The devil comes and he tempts us where we are weak. Like I said, that is not my weakness. And I would imagine for most of you, it is not your weakness. And I would imagine for most of us thinking, oh my goodness, that is just sick. That is vile. Kiddie porn. Are you kidding me? My goodness, that's awful. You just dirty. Yuck. I think that would be most of our reactions. But God has the same response for your sin and my sin. Not all sin is equal in consequences. Some sin carries greater consequences, and no doubt about that. But as far as guilt and separation from God, sin is sin. And so the devil comes and tempts you and I where we are weak. And he tells us how wonderful this is going to be and how enjoyable it's going to be. And nobody's going to find out and nobody's going to hear and no one's going to discover. And you can do it. You can get away. Feed your flesh. And folks, listen, it always comes down to this thing of feed your flesh. This is what homosexuality is about. Lesbianism, transgenderism. It's all about feed your flesh, your sinful, fallen flesh. And the devil knows where you are weak and knows what flesh appeals to you, and he comes to you and tries to convince you. It's okay. You need an outlet. You need to enjoy yourself. You know, there are thousands of different ways the devil will rationalize you to get involved in your particular sin, and he will assure you, you won't get caught. You can hide it. Is there anybody who has ever had an extramarital affair that when they entered the affair thought, yeah, I'll probably get caught. My wife will probably find out. My husband will probably find out. My kids will probably find out. My church will probably find out. But, you know, I really don't care. Are you kidding me? Of course not. We'll hide it. We'll meet in secret. No one will discover it. And so the devil convinces you, number one, it's not that bad. Number two, you won't get caught. Number three, you deserve it. You deserve it. He appeals to your selfish, narcissistic flesh. And then, when you get caught, and you will, the same devil that told you how wonderful it was going to be and no one would find out, that very same devil comes to you and says, look at you, look at you. You are a vile, miserable, horrible, despicable person. Look what you did. And then the devil fills you with guilt. Now, I am praying for Mike Davis's family. What an incredible burden they are bearing today. Again, folks, 24 hours can make an unbelievable world of difference. Tonight at 11 o'clock will be completely different than last night at 11 o'clock. I'm praying for his family. They must be hurting deeply, horribly. They have been rejected, feelings of abandonment, shame. But then I'm also praying for Mike Davis. I don't know his spiritual condition, and I'm not going to speculate. But he can be forgiven. He can taste and experience the grace of God. And there's never been a time in his life where he has needed the grace of God more than right now. No one is beyond redemption. No one is beyond forgiveness. So while we learn from this, let's pray for all of the people involved.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.